Good evening. The time is 8 p.m.
QST, QST, QST. This is K3FR. That's Kilowatt 3, Foxtrot Romeo. Activating the Foxtrot Amateur Radio Association Technical Service Net. This net is held weekly on Sunday at 8 p.m. local time on the 147-165 megahertz W4 Victor Alpha repeater in Warrenton, Virginia. The repeater is owned and operated by the Foxtrot Amateur Radio Association and uses a 167.9 hertz subaudible tone for access. My name is Ron, and I'm your net control this evening. The purpose of this net is twofold. First, the net service serves as a demonstration of the practice, procedure, and discipline of amateur radio on-the-air voice protocol and net operations. These skills are vitally important in the event of crisis communications, and it is the intent of FARA to build or refresh those skills through its nets. The second purpose is to serve as an informal gathering of FARA members and other interested amateurs, whereby they can engage in the discussion of technical topics and exchange technical information related to the radio arc. Non-technical discussions or comments are not prohibited, but the theme of this net is technical, and FARA's intention with this net is to provide information on techniques to both new and seasoned amateurs. This is a net. In the first phase of this net, the net control operator will pass information in a general broadcast to all listening amateurs. During this period, the net control may offer or solicit a technical question for comment. This is intended as a conversation starter for the net and to grow the ability of participating amateurs, many of whom may be new to the hobby, to join and honor the air conversation with comments of substance. Of course, any other comments you may have on amateur radio or your activities this past week are also welcome. After the broadcast phase of the net, Net Control will invite check-ins. When prompted by Net Control, each amateur wishing to join the net should transmit and say their entire call and name. Standard phonetics are encouraged. Please do not say "this is" and then unkey before saying your call. This causes check-in collisions and is not a practice we encourage on FARANETs. Net Control will acknowledge each station in turn and may invite repeats as needed. Once all participants have checked in, Net Control will call each station and invite them to transmit. When called upon by Net Control, participants should take up to 90 seconds to introduce themselves, describe their amateur radio or technical activities this past week, and to offer a response to any topic or questions posed by Net Control. If you have information for the group, you can unkey and wait for the beep that indicates a reset of the repeater timer before passing that information to avoid timing out the repeater's 3-minute timer. We are always interested in any other relevant amateur radio or technical topic you may wish to comment upon or ask about during your turn. At the conclusion of their comments, net participants should ID and pass the repeater back to the net control. Break. This is we have it coming up. This is K3FR. This is a QSC to all amateurs in amateur radio technical news this week. We have no technical news at the moment. I did not read the ARL newsletter, so I am just going by what we have scheduled for our club. An upcoming event on the 28th. It's an all-day event, and it's the Winter Field Day. There is a Winter Field Day site. If you go to our web page, there link for the Winter Field Day event site. Monthly club meeting will be February 8th at 7:15. And you may use WebEx if you can't attend the meeting. And that'll be at our normal meeting place, the PATH Foundation building. And finally, the next VE test sessions are scheduled for the 17th of February. It'll be at 9:30 a.m. and by the Virginia Volunteer Examiners. And that'll be at the Porter Library in, I'll get the address here. It's just not in our areas. Here we go. It's the Porter Branch Library, Central Rappahannock Regional Library. It's 2001 Parkway Boulevard in Stafford, Virginia. The start time will be 9:30 a.m. And that'll be on February the 17th. February the 17th. We just had one yesterday, it looks like. With that, I'm going to propose a particular technical topic if you'd like to have suggest something else. We all have had times when we've gotten in trouble with our projects, and we always have a set of tools or a tool that saves your bacon. So I would like to ask each and every one of you what one or two tools are your go-to tools in emergencies when you have you've gotten a problem that you don't have a particularly easy solution for. Then let me ask if anyone else has a topic to suggest. Okay, none heard. This is K3FR. This concludes the QST. At this time, that control invites check-ins from amateurs wishing to participate in the net. Please state your call sign and name once and listen for acknowledgement by net control. Each net participant will be called in the order recognized by net control. Please call K3FR now.
W4RKU.
Kilo November 4, Lima Sierra Bravo. In and out.
Kilo 4, Sierra Kilo Papa, in and out.
Kilo, KO4, BCN. Kilo Oscar 4, Bravo Charlie November.
Kilo Oscar 4, Victor November Zulu, Chuck and Opal.
Kilo 3, Alpha Tango Radio.
Kilo Juliet 7, Alpha Papa Victor on Echolink.
Okay, we'll hold it there. I apologize that I should have asked for Echolink and mobile first. Are there any mobile stations that like to identify, please, K3FR? Nothing heard. Okay, so I reckon the K3FR recognizes W4RKU, KN4LSV, in and out, K4SKP, in and out, KO4BCN, Kilo Oscar 4 Victor, November Zulu, K3ATR, and KJ7APV. Becca, since you're on Echo Link here, let me invite you first into the net. KJ7APV, this is K3FR. Go ahead.
K3FR and the net, KJ7APV here, calling you from Idaho. Greetings, everyone. I hope you're having a warmer time. It's warming up here in north central Idaho. Expect almost a week ahead of fairly balmy weather for this time of year. Don't have any tools to rescue me. I do have a very small tool set here. One of our fellow hams in Fauquier County did gift me with a nice set of wire tools, wire strippers, pliers, and so forth. So Those have been really handy over the years to keep my solar panel system low. And I might have a report for you later this summer after I get my mobile and my nice tall antenna hung in a tree. So back to net control, KJ7APV.
Okay, KJ7APV, K3FR. By the way, I was out in that area, actually over in the state of Washington near in the Palouse, up on Steptoe Butte and around that area, Colfax, I think it is. So I was in Washington. I had a very good time with my family there. Took a lot of nice pictures from up on the butte. Anyway, thank you very much for your notes there. Yeah, it was. Well, you are early. And as you're going, you're going to be growing in time and with the tools that you have. I have two that I have put in front of me here, and I'm really trying to decide which is the better. One will fit in the pocket, and the other can clip over the pocket as a pen and pencil, though it's not a pen and pencil. I will describe these later on as we go. Kevin, W4RKU, this is K3FR. How you been this weekend? What kind of tools can you talk about?
K3FR, W4RKU, in the net. Good evening, Ron. Thanks for doing the net tonight. Well, my number one emergency tool has to be vice grips. I've used them as hammers. I've used them to unscrew things, unbolt things, close a hose that's leaking. If there's one tool that I had to have, it would be vice grips. I'm assuming that you're not specifically talking electronic, so. So that's my answer. Anyway, I haven't been doing a lot. I have been playing a bit with the VHF contest, as you well know, Ron. I've worked you, so just handing contacts out. I've gotten about 61 so far. I'm not putting a great effort into it, but it's just kind of fun to see where I can reach and where I can't. Did figure out that I can't point my antenna south right now, because that's not that direction screwing up my internet connection remotely, so with Starlink. So thought that might be an issue. Turns out this is the first time that it's shown itself, but nothing I can't live with. So turn back over to you, Ron. K3FR, W4RKU, back to that.
Okay, very good, Kevin. W4RKU, K3FR. And fine, you have ice grips. They're always handy. I've got at least one myself. My son's got several copies. Of course, he uses them for his work. But they're very, very helpful, very much fun to use as well. I like them. I like them. They're a lot of fun. That's one thing that you want to put in your toolbox nice and early. Well, one of the tools that I have is very, very flat. It's about 3/8 inch wide. As I said, very flat, and it's about 2.5 to 3 inches long. It has a little rubberish handle on the end, or I should say coating on the end. Because the main purpose of the tool is what's in the uncovered portion, and that portion is diamond covered, diamond impregnated, and I'll tell you, it has saved my bacon a lot with switches and relays, and it's a burnishing tool, contact burnishing tool. The one I happen to have is called a Nisus, N-E-U-S, boy, it's hiding under my computer here, NEUSES, and it's a part number 3-316 contact cleaning tool. Very, very useful. Fits in the elements of a switch or a contact set relay, and you just hold it close together, pull it out, and boy, it cleans the contact up very, very nicely and can make a key go from a fairly uncooperative key to a very nicely operating one, and works fine. I don't know that that's my favorite tool. Maybe we will have a suggestion later on if anybody wants to suggest another one. Okay, we've got Mike here, KO4BCN in Bristol. Mike, what have you been doing the week, and what's your favorite tool? K3FR, over.
Hey, K3FR in the net. This is KO4BCN. I think my favorite tool when things are really going wrong is actually a pencil and paper, graph paper. I start out with some, and I do this even at work, if I'm debugging a system or debugging a radio or debugging software, and just start writing down is not, well, all the structured stuff to try to sort out what I need to test and how I need to test it, so I can come up with the right distinctions on where I need to go. This weekend, there's been a lot of that, actually. I've been playing with this Meshtastic stuff, and it's pretty neat, but it has some flakiness that I haven't quite nailed down. I think I'm going to have to step back with my pencil and paper or my Excel file so I can just type it, I guess. Sometimes paper's a better choice. And just attack the problem and try to fix it. Though if I need anything hardware-wise, if I end up in the garage, I'll bring out the 3D printer, I'll bring out the mill, I'll overkill a lot of things. Having all these tools sometimes can be a disadvantage because you go down a different rabbit hole. But having them is definitely better than not. KO4BCN, back to net.
KO4BCN, this is K3FR. Wonderful. Paper and pencil. And get it organized and keep it, keep the papers together organized so that you know which way you're going and what steps you're going to have. That's certainly a great, great practice to be in. And I enjoyed a very pattern-oriented person, so I can appreciate that. Particularly with the graph paper. Chuck from Opal, K-Oscar-4-Victor, November Zulu. What's your favorite tool and what have you been doing this week? This is K3FR.
K3FR, this is KO4VN. Thanks, Ron, for taking the net. Not much this week other than Saturday I worked my first DE session. That was interesting, and we passed 4 new technicians and 4 new generals on, so that was fun. I got home. I was going to work the North American QRP party, but to tell you the truth, I fell asleep and missed most of it, so I didn't actually end up working it. As far as the question, since I'm so new to hands, I haven't ran into many situations where I've needed tools, but something I learned from Boy Scouts is tools no good unless you have it, and consequently, to be prepared, I always, just always carry a pocket knife. It is just so handy for every little thing you need, whether it's cutting some line to tie down antenna or tie equipment on your car, or gosh, I don't have to need to explain to you all the great functions a good pocket knife can have. And I found it in most cases I could take it anywhere, of course not on a plane, but it surprised me they even allowed me to take it to the Pentagon. Of course they have requirements, you can't have a blade over 5 inches, but so I've just always carried a pocket knife. With that, I'll pass it back to you. This is KO4VNZ73.
Hey, very good, Chuck, K3FR. And I think you probably also want to make sure that those pocket knives are maintained sharp and ready to go, sharp and clean. That always helps out in all situations. Sharp knife is much better than a dull one. A dull one is worse than having no knife at all sometimes, because you can hurt yourself on a dull knife. Okay. And when I put the page, here's the page. I'm moving pages around here on my desktop. Mark, K3ATR. Let me talk about my other tool here. My other tool has two points on it. And it's a springy material, stainless steel, as a matter of fact. It's a very fine, ultra, ultra fine pair of tweezers. The company that made this pair was EREM. It's a Swiss-made pair. And they're the Model 3CS, in case you're looking up for them. They're ultra-fine, and they are the best things I have ever found for pulling splinters. You don't even need to have a needle. A needle may come in handy, but... This is just a very, very super fine pair of tweezers. And as far as saving the bacon, I think that has probably been my number one tool for saving the bacon here. So I'm going to nominate my ultra-fine tweezers. And because they're bifurcated, you can see that they can easily fit in over the lip of your shirt pocket like a pencil here. And they do make them with a little plastic receptacle or end protector, both to protect the point and also to protect you from the point. I've also been playing around with the contest this week. I've put enough time to work 128 contacts and 32 sections. I'm very surprised with my performance on the 432. I've got 10 contacts there, and let's see, quite a few. I've got 7 grids on the 70-centimeter band. So, yes, now I'll go to Mark. K3ATR, this is K3FR. Go ahead.
Thanks, and good evening to the group. Latest stuff this week for me was picked up an ICOM 52 and finally got a hold of a elk antennas, log periodic antenna. I'm hoping to do some satellite work this year, so I've been getting all that stuff programmed to the radio and starting to track the passes and figure out, you know, when I might have a shot at it. But I haven't been doing too much yet because I haven't felt like standing out in the cold waving an antenna in the air when it's 10 degrees. As far as tools, the one I think is two, I always... like I said, I carry around a pocket knife. I have a Benchmade, a little, I don't know, 3-inch blade, and it's the Bug Out model. I love that knife probably more than any other knife I've had. I feel naked when I don't have it on me. I carry it everywhere, and comes in handy countless times. But around the house, it's a DeWalt impact driver. I got that for Father's Day, I don't know, several years ago, and it is just, that has been the most useful tool around the house, just fixing things, getting stuff back together, you know, putting things in walls, taking apart equipment or whatever. I use that all the time. Highly, highly recommended. But that's all for me. Those are the two tools I use the most. Hope everyone's doing well. K3ATR, back to K3FR and the net.
Hey, very good. Thank you, Mark. And that brings us to the end of our list. Let's take a check, a call for any late check-ins and or go-backs. This is K3FR for the Sarah Sunday Technical Net. Over.
This is KO4LKP Glen, Spotsylvania.
This is Kilo Whiskey 4 Tango Oscar Glen in Madison.
KD4REE. KO4BCN Recheck.
November Bravo 3 Alpha.
KJ7APV.
Okay, let's hold it there. I've got the rechecks from KO4BCN and also from KJ7APV, K3FR here. Let me get the new joiners, starting with KO4LKP, who is joined by KW4TW, KB4REE, NB3A, and K1RA. Glenn, KO4LKP, go ahead, please.
Hope everyone's doing well tonight. I appreciate you taking the net. I live in Chancellorville area in Spotsylvania County, and just like to dial in on your net here. I've been mostly do parks on the air. Been doing a lot of that lately. This happens to be a parks on the air weekend. They have a quarterly parks on the air where they just kind of feature. They encourage parks on the air activity. Favorite tool, I guess the one I use the most is a screwdriver that has the bit that flips around, where it's all contained in one handle, but you get the choice of Phillips or straight, and that's been pretty handy. As far as radio goes, it's expensive, but I bought a SWR analyzer, and find that very handy for the radio. As soon as there's something that I can't explain, I can throw it on the meter and just really see what's going on as far as, you know, what the antenna's doing, what the cable's doing, and all that. So it kind of depends on the application, but the SWR analyzer is very handy, particularly since I've been trimming my own antennas and such. And I do have a question for as far as I can either take it now or later. I don't want to eat up a lot of this meeting time, but I tried the VHF contesting last night, not too long, but man, I worked 2 meter up and down scanning it, and I didn't hear anything going on there. So I don't know how you get hooked up with that. I think there's another day of it, or at least there's a few hours left. So I wouldn't mind finding out how that's done, how you make those contacts. I'm assuming they're supposed to be simplex, but how do you know where they are other than random scanning? And if you do random scan, is there a range that you do it in? I'm just kind of curious if anybody has any input out there. Other than that, it's just been a good radio week, and reached out furthest away. First time I hit Africa this week, and I found 10 meters is very active in the morning. So anyway, I'll give it back to Net. Thank you so much. KO4LKP, back to Net, 7312.
Okay, KO4LKP, K3FR, River Glen. And aside from just saying that I know that 99% of the activity seems to be on FT8 this year, this season, I have been checking the simplex frequencies for FM and sideband, and haven't heard very much activity at all. Anybody else can put in on that, and we can talk later on at the end. KW4TW, this is K3FR. Glenn 2, what do you got to say? Go ahead.
K3FR and Annette, this is Glenn number 2, Kilo Whiskey 4, Tango Oscar, KW4TO. In terms of tools, one of my favorite tools, which I use a lot for just around the property and for ham radio, is a laser rangefinder. It has a resolution of about 1 meter, and it goes out to like a kilometer. And so it's great for measuring runs of coax across the yard. It's great for measuring antenna wire lengths. So if you need 150 meters of wire, you just spread it out and click it. It's great for measuring angles, so you can also measure the height of trees so that you can get your wire the correct height above the ground. So, like, how many meters above the ground is a branch? And In terms of 10 meters, I heard on this repeater the other night, a tip-off that 10 meters to Asia was open, so I fired up 10 meters and made a contact to China on 10 meters to CW. So that was kind of exciting. So there were some Chinese stations out on CW. Back to net control, this is KW4TO.
Okay, KW4TO, my apologies for messing up your call sign earlier, Glenn. Very good, thank you. Well, I guess that probably is also used in other hobbies as well. So let's explain them. Simi, how has your week been? KB4REE, K3FR.
Yeah, nothing much new going on, just checking in to say hi, and didn't get a chance to listen in to the VHF contest on the SDR, but I heard Andy and Rich talking about how 6 meters was open, so that was neat. Forgot to check the web SDR since I'm still trying to set up my computer for programming. Nothing new to report. My Whisper station is running just fine. I saw some buddy in Scotland pick up my signal, and I think center of Europe, Austria, and Costa Rica a couple of days in a row on 12 and 10 meters. And the bands are open, the upper bands are open late. And as far as tools, I don't have any tools that I use very often, just a screwdriver, and I have a wire cutter that I'm planning to use to cut a wire for an outdoor antenna for the Whisper station. That's all I have. Back to you, Ron, from KD4REE.
Okay, Sammy, thank you very much, and glad you're having a good day. Justin, NB3A, K3FR. What's your favorite tool, and what you been doing? And do tell us a little bit more about Winterfield Day. Go ahead.
Hey, good evening, Ron, resident K3FR. This is NB3A. Yeah, so my two kind of get-this-y'all-free tools are a Leatherman OHT one-handed tool. It's really, really, really handy. It doesn't have as many tools as some of the bigger Leathermans do, but everything can be operated with one hand. So it's great if you've got one hand tied up while you're on like a ladder holding something else and you need quick access to like cutters or whatever. It's also spring-loaded. I think it's one of the only Leatherman, at least Leatherman-branded tools that have spring-loaded pliers. Also, blade size 3.5 inch, if that's important to you. I know it was one of the considering factors when I bought it because I wanted something smaller. The other tool that I have, and I'll drop it for a second, is Streamlight USB, which is a very small, rechargeable USB LED flashlight. It's pretty bright for its size. I use it all the time at work and at home and pretty much, all the time. Going on, activities for the week, Anna and I hiked out to Kennedy Peak yesterday, kind of trudged through the snow there with microspikes, had a good time, it was 20 degrees, made 15 or so contacts before calling it. Didn't actually get on the contest, I think it started maybe 10 minutes after we hiked back down, but the dogs were shivering and we were cold, so all good on that. And lastly, for Winter Field Day, I've been running the heater in the van for the past few days here to kind of get the remaining snow off of it. And it's a heat pump, so it's not particular. It's not super, super warm, but it's pretty comfortable. So I'm still looking for someone to volunteer up, a 10x10 pop-up that has these sidewalls. Really important to have the sidewalls. It looks like it's going to rain for Winterfield Day and also for a couple days preceding that, so stations will be in the parking lot, probably on either end of the parking lot, depending on what the entrance looks like. I can't remember if it's at the very end or not. And then we'll run out antennas into the field, masts and so forth, and go that way. I plan on updating the thread in groups.io tonight before I go to bed, with kind of some of the last info. With the weather looking like what it's looking like right now, and of course I don't really trust the 7-day forecast fully, but I don't think there will be much socializing outside of the vehicles, and of course we'll probably want to keep the trailer and the van closed up most of the time to preserve the heat that we can generate. So the in the last email for it to groups.io, and I'll drop it for a second, I included a link to the operator sign-up. If you're planning on coming out and operating, I would highly suggest signing up for a time slot on there so that we don't have too many conflicts. That being said, I'm pretty sure that we'll have more radios than operators at this event. So just kind of bear that in mind. People that are going to sign up on the organizer are probably going to have priority for the time slot that they signed up for, because I don't think anybody's really going to want to hang out in the rain, in the cold rain outside. So, I'll turn it back over to you, Ron, K3FR, and the rest of the net from NB3A.
Okay, NB3A, this is K3FR. Very good, thank you, Justin, and I'll get some more people out there. Andy, K1RA, what's your situation? What have you been doing this week? I know you've been watching your dad and Mike working in New Zealand this afternoon, and also points south and west. As you've been receiving them on your equipment there. K1RA, K3FR, go ahead.
Good evening, Ron, and everyone on the net. Yeah, living through others, monitoring the SDRs and watching PSK Reporter, watching my dad and Mike working some good DX on 6 meters. Very unusual for this time of year, especially during the contest weekend. There's been some Europeans coming through over the last couple of days on 6 meters, and also the far Pacific. So good for them for catching some of the openings. I did not go up to Winchester this weekend. My buddy and I decided to cancel. It was just bad weather. They got a lot of snow up at 2,300 feet. So our next plan is to regroup and start talking about VAQP in the next couple of weeks. I ended up staying home this weekend working on the APRS W4VA-10 packet radio equipment tray, adding SDR and upgraded to Raspberry Pi 4. So that's been the focus of my weekend. Also helping support John a little bit with a remote SDR that he's been putting back up on the hill for us to do some repeater noise debugging. Some of you may have heard or seen on Groups.io. Has been some digital burst information. We're still not quite sure where it originates, if it's a mixing product, or if it actually does exist on our input frequency, as I mentioned in an earlier email. Anybody who hears the noise, if they could switch over to the input frequency of 147.765, open your squelch, turn off your PL, and let us know if you hear anything in your neighborhood. Determine whether or not it's a rogue station or it's self-inflicted. We're still not quite sure yet. As far as tools, I'm kind of a digital analog repair guy. So my tool, although don't put it in your pocket, the oscilloscope, storage scope. I've got several that I use for various debugging and building tasks, looking at signals, tracing RF paths. Either when fixing or building or measuring. So that's my go-to tool here for most of the work that I do. Some of the nicer ones hook up to the PC over USB, so you can actually do some data recording, especially for signals that may last a very small amount of time. Record it, play it back, zoom in, and then take a view after the fact. So anyway, nice to have for at least the type of work I've been doing over the last number of years. Look forward to seeing folks at Winter Field Day next weekend, maybe in passing, as I'm heading out to operate, hoping for good weather, but planning for rain and hopefully not as cold. So that's it. Back to net. K1RA.
Okay, very good, Andy. Thank you. K1RA, K3FR. Okay, we had a couple of questions. Let me go and get those registered and maybe open them up, throw them out for answers. KO4BCN, you had a go back. Over.
KHGFR, KO4BCN.
Yeah.
I wanted to throw another vote in for the Benchmade pocket knife. I have a oversized emissary I've been carrying so long that the scales are really worn. I take it everywhere that doesn't have a metal detector. So definitely, definitely high on the list of the first physical item. And then it gets used probably once or twice a day, no matter where I am. KO4BCN, back to net.
Very good. Thanks, Mike. Good choice. And, Becca, you had a go-back as well. KJ7APV, K3FR.
This is KJ7APV. Yeah, I have a question for KO4BCN about his pencil and paper. I was wondering what he does with his paper after he's solved his problems, or maybe not solved his problem. I myself love pencil and paper. I always pull pencil and paper out with an eraser and a pencil sharpener. I was wondering what kind of pencil BCN uses and what kind of pencil sharpener. But mainly, what is the end game on the paper? Does it get shredded? Does it get burned? Does it get thrown away? Does it get filed? Does it get scanned? I tend to pile up a lot of notes that maybe I shouldn't. So I'm hunting for a little problem solving here on what to do with too much paper. Back to you, Nat.
Hey, very good, Becca. Mike, since that question was addressed to you, I'll let you answer directly. Go ahead.
I actually use the graph paper in a composition notebook, so it all stays in the notebook and just tends to get carried. I've used the same notebook for many years. Maybe I'm lucky. I haven't, you know, I can fix the things before I fill out the notebook, but that's how that stuff works at home anyway. At work, it's all online, and it just ends up in a database somewhere. And I can reference it any time, years and years in the future, if need be. But at home, the composition notebook with the grilled, the graph paper is the winner. And I usually use mechanical pencils, so no sharpener unless I'm stuck and have just a construction pencil. And then, well, then the Benchmade comes back out. KO4BCN, back to net.
Okay, very good, Mark. Mike. Hey, Mark. Mike, it's getting too late. I've been up for too long with the contest, and I think it's better time. Do we have any late check-ins? This is Kilowatt 3 Fox, Star Romeo for the Farah Sunday Night TechNet. Over.
KM4OZH, mobile, rover.
K1RA, recheck.
Okay, very good. I get. Let's get Gil, and we'll go to Andy for his recheck. KM4OZH, this is K3FR.
Well, I got a FT8 screen lit up in red. It's hammering me here now. So, you know, has to wait till the last little bit of the contest to come alive. All day today, I'm looking at the same call signs over and over again. Already worked. But anyway, can't stay but a second. So, wanted to check in. Have everybody have a good evening. KM4OZH. Give me a call here on 520 and when the net's over. KM4OZH, back to net.
I may just have to do that. KM4OZH, this is K3FR. I've been trying all yesterday and half of today. Every time I saw you on, I call you, and you had reasonable signals, and then you weren't hearing me. I guess maybe you had too many other signals. Andy, go ahead. K1RE, K3FR.
Question for Gil. Hey, K4SOO had called in earlier today. He had said he'd heard on the police scanner that some suspicious vehicle was parked in front of some commercial building, and it got called out, and apparently it was a ham. So we were all wondering if it was you down in Culpeper today. But the recheck was for the fellow who was asking about the VHF contest and why he may not be hearing anything. The frequencies usually are, as Gil alluded to, on 2 meters, 146.520 simplex, occasionally 146.55 or .58 simplex. So calling CQ or listening on those frequencies would be viable for FM. we've already had Ron say that, you know, FT8 is the mode, digital mode, so if you've got your computer hooked up to your radio, there are standard frequencies for FT8, 6 meters, that's 50.313, and of course your radio has to do sideband to do that digital mode, and for 2 meters it's 144.174, again, sideband mode, but audio interface to your computer to run the digital modulation. Beyond that, there is analog sideband activity, but as this is a time of year that most people don't get a lot of propagation, they stay on the digital modes, but the two main frequencies are 50.125 upper sideband, 50.125 on 6 meter sideband, upper sideband, and 144.200. 144.200, again, on upper sideband on 2 meters. So those are probably the three or four major frequencies to call CQ and or find people. Otherwise, listen on the FT8 frequencies. You'll hear a lot of tones and beeps and boops, but if you don't have the software, it's hard to work, guys. That's it. Back to net. K1RA.
Okay, thank you, Andy. One last call for chickens. Kilowatt 3, Foxtrot Romeo.
KO4OZH, recheck.
KO4VNZ, recheck. Okay, I'll take those two in order, KM4OZH, and after Gil completes, I'll go to VNZ. Got Gil.
Well, that one-head altercation in Culpeper was me. I stopped on the side of 29. I was there for a few minutes before the sheriff pulled up behind me and said he had numerous complaints of a car with a lot of antennas too close to the airport. I didn't even realize that I was close to an airport. I couldn't see it. I looked, but there you go. That's the big controversy. But that was me. Yeah, over. Back to net.
Okay. Warms my heart. K4VNZ, K3FR. K3FR. Actually, it's a question for Justin, NV3A. Earlier in the week, I tried to schedule an operating position, and I noticed there's a glitch in it that when I put my call sign for one location, for one of the stations, it made the two adjacent stations unavailable. So I took my call sign back out, but I just wanted to make him aware of that glitch. It was still there when I checked earlier this morning. Anyway, that's it. This is KO4VNZ back to net.
Okay, Chuck. That's a feature. NB3A, K3FR. Yeah, this is November Bravo 3 Alpha. Hey, John hosts that thing, so I'll shoot him a message about that. I saw that you emailed me about another thing, and I think that's it's a permissions issue on the Google Sheets, the forms that I used for the sign-up sheets. So I'll get the permissions on those too, and then shoot a text to John about the bug in the operator sign-up sheet. So anyway, back to net from NB3A.
Okay, we're good, Justin. This is Kilowatt 3 Foxtrot Romeo. There being no further check-ins or comments, this concludes the Farahawk here, Amateur Radio Association Technical Service Net. Thank you to all the participants this evening. If you have questions or comments on tonight's net, the Fauquier Amateur Radio Association, or becoming a licensed amateur radio operator, please send an email to Faranet, that's Foxtrot Alpha Romeo Alpha November Echo Tango, at W4VictorAlpha.org, and you'll receive a prompt reply. Everyone is welcome to continue the dialogue on the repeater after the conclusion of this net. This is Kilowatt 3 Foxtrot Romeo returning the repeater to normal use. Good evening, and thank you for joining.
Great check-in, KD3.
I'll put you in there, Bob. Hope you had a good day.
K4VNZ, K1RA.
K1RA, KO4VNZ, go ahead.
I think that unavailable feature is by design, but if you could go back to the website and sign up for a slot, I think what that is indicating is that you cannot, you are unavailable to put yourself in the other slots, I think. I think that's how it's worked in the past. But I'd be curious if you go back again and enable yourself for the time slot that you'd wanted, I would look to see if I could get one of the other two.
Oh, yeah. If you want to stand by, I'll go do that right now. Hold on.
Okay, K1RA.
Hey, Gil, are you still monitoring? If you are, I'm going to go to 5-2 to see if I can get you on Simplex, NB3A.
Sure, he's already there, running the pilot.
K1RA, K04VNZ. So I just put myself in for a 9 p.m. slot for Station 1. Let me get out of it. If you want to look at it and see if it has me in everywhere, over.
K04VNZ from K1RA. Yeah, I can see you. You've only signed up for 9 p.m. on Saturday for HF Station Number 1. HFCW2 says volunteer. Number 3 says volunteer. And a good way for you to check that for yourself is if you go back up to the select control operator and go to the drop-down list and just choose the first entry, which is called select. It will refresh the page and show show the slots that are open and what have been assigned. You could also pick somebody else's call sign as well and show the same thing. But it works as designed. You're not precluding people from signing up for the other two stations at that time. So feel free to sign up for whatever other slots you'd like. It's just telling you that you are unavailable to be able to, at that same time, go to those other two stations.